Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Speaking about the Kids Sportsman of the Year, apparently I didn't even know this, that there was such a category, guys. But there's a Kids Sportsman, Sports Illustrated does a Kids Sportsman of the Year. Mm-hmm. And the young boy that they recognize, oh my goodness, what an amazing story. He is really going to teach us a lesson here as we just listen to what transpired in his life and actually in his brother's life too. Go ahead and listen up. Be encouraged.
That doctor pretty much told us, you know, your son is going to be a burden on your family. Put him in a home. You've already got one kid. He's okay. This one has cerebral palsy. Like, he's going to be a vegetable. He's going to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life. He'll never leave your house. Put him in a home.
When we found out we were having another little boy, they are so close in age. They were supposed to be biking and fishing together. But what Connor did for Caden and that one little choice to do a race on a weekend, it changed them.
It changed.
My name's Connor and my brother's name is Caden, and we raced together in triathlons.
For most young boys like Connor Long, the bonds of childhood are formed outdoors, playing together. But Connor's six-year-old brother, Caden, has been relegated to the sidelines for most of his life. Then, an idea born out of a desire to connect with Caden. To become not just brothers or even playmates, but teammates, competing together in triathlons.
When I see him smiling and laughing, that means he's having a good time.
And though they would finish last, they finished together. As one.
He's really excited before the race. He stays up to like 1 or 2 in the morning. But after that, he falls asleep in the cart.
This is our kitchen. We usually have this type of breakfast on the weekends. They cook eggs and stuff. So beat it right there.
The one thing that makes me really mad is when people walk down the road and say the R-word, if you know what that is. I just tell them that, like, it doesn't matter what he looks like on the outside, it's matter what's on the inside. And he still has regular feelings like we do. And he understands what you say about him. If people could race with people that can't walk or talk or have any kind of autism, it might open eyes of people that don't really care about it. And maybe the people that don't care in the past will care in the future and actually do it with somebody. 10 years from now, the perfect place for me and Caden would be, like, you know how people have the American flag on the moon? We'll have the Team Long Brothers flag on the moon.
Please join me in welcoming to the stage the winners of the 2012 Sports Illustrated Kids Sports Kid of the Year contest, joined by their parents, Connor and Caden Long.
Hello, everybody. This is really awesome for me and Caden to do this because we've been waiting for a very long time. And a lot of people think that we would never be able to do something like this, but we can always do anything.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wasn't that powerful?
Amazing.
Wasn't that powerful?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Caden willing to be there for his brother.
That's something.
How powerful is that? How powerful is that?
That's beautiful.
You know, and I give it up to the parents. And you know, doctors they're trying to do their best. They're practitioners. They're practicing. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and here they are telling you know, this parent, this child's going to be a vegetable. You already have one healthy child. You know, hey, you know, you want to consider all this type of stuff. And it's like, no, what are you talking about? If you haven't listened to the segment on Miracle Baby, oh, my goodness, you got to listen to that. It's on VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and select the Torch. And on the search on the right-hand side of the Torch, you can type in Miracle. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the segment Miracle Baby, where a doctor advised a mother, three doctors, to abort her child because, you know, she wasn't going to make it. And the baby did make it, and she kept it. It's a wonderful, wonderful story testimony. But listen, you know, this child, they kept their child. They kept their child. And look what beautiful came out of there, where Connor has an amazing love for his brother.
All right.
They're teaching us a lesson. I am my brother's keeper.
Yeah.
I am my brother's keeper. And here they're going to do triathlons. I mean, they can't be more than 11, 10, you know what I'm saying, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
If that. And they're doing triathlons. And I love what the commentator said in this video. He says, listen, they finished last, but they finished together.
Yeah.
And that's where we need to be. We need to be willing to finish last. Yeah. But to finish together with our brothers and with our sisters. And as a church, my goodness, we need to be there for each other. We need to be there to help others along the way. I mean, this really is the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is the love of Christ. I mean, sure, helping some people may not be popular with some people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly wasn't popular for Connor.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine how hurtful children are, but you know, adults can be hurtful too. So, you know, they say words, you know, that words do bother. You know, it's what we say, be careful of who's whispering in your ear and talking in your ear, because, you know, these words get down on the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it may not be popular in man's eyes to associate with those that have struggles, with those that have bad experiences in their life. With those that the world would discard and would try to run away from.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. The question is, do you want to be popular with man, or do you want to be popular with God?
That's right.
That's the question.
Exactly right.
You know, Connor said, I'm not worried about what these kids on the neighborhood say. This is my brother.
That's right.
This is my brother.
Right.
Yeah, I like what he said. He said it matters what's on the inside, not the outside.
Exactly. Exactly. What would happen if the church got that much love for each other and says, listen, I don't care that this brother fell to that, or that sister fell to that. I don't care that this brother, sister struggling with something that may not be politically correct, if you will, to associate with them. Not after this.
Right.
It's like, you even notice someone has, it was like, it's a scattering. Maybe it was, well, I don't know him, don't know her. It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You're so respectful, though, even as Bryce's. I don't even want to say the R word, the things that they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't even say it.
He wouldn't even say it.
He wouldn't even say it. He wouldn't even give it place.
It's awesome.
He wouldn't even say it.
Beautiful.
It reminds me of when the paralytic was there. It's like, you know, it's like, are we still identifying people in their sin? You know, the paralytic.
Right, right.
Are we identifying people by what they've been attacked with and not identifying by who they are, a son or a daughter of God? He said, that's my brother. He didn't say, that's my autistic brother. That's not my brother that has... That's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sister. You know, James tells us, my brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism.
Mm.
Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you,
mm-hmm.
but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet. Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
Wow.
This should not be. This should not be. You know, we should be careful not to cast judgments over people because of their struggle or sin, but instead we should do a pray.
That's right.
Help them, support them.
Mm-hmm.
And love on them.
That's right.
You know, look, says, my goodness, you know, it's God's kindness that leads people to repentance, and love covers a multitude of sins. And we got to be in the business of providing cover, for people, not uncovering people. I mean, just the things that I'm seeing, the things I'm seeing have me concerned, where people are quick to uncover and shame someone. And where's the day that we're willing to not even mention something? When's the day that, you know, the Bible says to just like without fire, kindling, that, you know, without wood, a fire goes out. The same thing with without gossip, strife goes away. You know what I'm saying? It's like we need to not be pointing someone's errors. I love what Ecclesiastes says, that if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. And if you lie down together, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord, three strands, is not easily broken. And you helping a person in need and Jesus, that's a majority. You know what I'm saying? That is a majority. Together, we're better together.
Right.
We can encourage each other. We can strengthen each other. And we can help people along the way. And if two small boys can make it on a national stage to receive an award, a Kids Sportsman of the Year award, where I even think LeBron James, NBA superstar, is saying, this is the real sportsman. Yeah. This is the real sportsman.
Right.
Not us. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. They can teach us a thing. So we got to continue to love. I mean, Jesus said in himself, I tell you the truth, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done for me. And that scripture alone, that one verse alone, would give us such great perspective how we can be there for other people. Let me tell you, people are struggling today. They're looking for a friend. They're looking for someone to be a light. They're looking for someone to help them and just to bring them into the truth. I love what Mother Teresa said. She said, if we spend all of our time judging people, we won't have any time to love them.
Oh, wow.
We're not in the business to judge, but we are in the business to love.
That's good.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.